You scared? Because today's spit hit has some eerie thoughts, and we are drafting the best Froyo toppings. Hide the kids. This one's getting nuts.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Oh no, here we go, let's go, we're here! Yes, you got what you wanted.
We did it.
You got what you thought you wanted.
Fire off the confetti cannons. We did it. Worst scat of all time.
That was
the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You thought you wanted me.
Oh, I got what I wanted, baby.
Unprepared. And then you got it. And you're like, I regret all of that.
Nope. I regret nothing. That was incredible.
Oh no, here we go. It was a great start for it.
We went, oh no, here we go. Something about here we are.
Well, I mean, eventually
you run out of the pre. Jason was 100% surprised. And I want to go on record here. Welcome to the Spitballers, episode 162. I did not start the show.
I did not hit the button. What?
I thought
Al Borland hit
you
the button.
Dirty man. Oh, I knew I didn't
it
like
was Al
Borland.
It was not me.
Oh, you're a monster.
You can see the smile across the room.
Oh, man. He is bright. This room is brighter right now because of how happy Al Borland is.
After last week where I was very disappointed in my scat, but because it was just, who's got the scat? Mike. Like, it was very fast. So I was part of the... Jason was like, oh, I have the thing today. And so like, okay, you go. Someone needs to start the show. So I'm very, very happy that someone was worse than mine from last week.
That was like being walked in on in a bathroom where my pants are down and someone just walks through the door. And I'm very unprepared for this moment.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's what it felt like emotionally.
But seated.
Oh, yeah, seated.
So I'm getting.
There's nowhere I can go.
I'm getting that side leg.
Yeah,
I've seen it. Side leg and side cheek.
Oh, and you hope that's all you see. Would you rather the Situation Room and a best Froyo toppings draft on today's episode?
Goodness gracious.
Thank you so much for supporting the show on Apple Podcasts. All your subscriptions, reviews over there. I guess they call it following now. So when you follow on Apple Podcasts.
You click that little plus, right?
That's right. And then magical episodes show up in your... feed.
The plus. I click a plus to follow.
That is correct.
It doesn't say follow.
I don't think so.
No, it's just a plus.
Yeah, but they're calling it follow.
Smash the plus.
Wouldn't it be add?
Add us.
I mean,
to your friends list.
It's whatever you think a plus is.
Add.
Okay, that's what it is then.
That's been established for a long time.
I mean, mathematics has said that that's what that means.
Well, good. You're adding and you're... But then it says...
Okay, I mean,
and then it says follow after you hit it. It says you followed them.
Okay. All right, I'm there. I figured it out.
We have two shows that release every week now. We have the brand new episode on Mondays. We have a Spit Hits episode on Thursdays. Hopefully everybody's enjoying that. The website, spitballerspod.com. And I talked about the following, subscribing, and the reviewing, and we're going to read a review right now.
Reviewasaurus Rex.
This one comes in from Just Sims from the United States. 5 stars. Ooh. I may be allergic to this podcast. Every Monday morning, I wake up with an eerie feeling that my day is about to get a whole lot better. Thanks to Andy, Mike, and Jason, this podcast will make you laugh, make you cry, and make you question just how far human achievement can go. Be prepared to discover a few new allergies and make a few new best friends along the way.
Well, thank you.
I am glad that someone has finally recognized what we are doing for the advancement of humans.
And for the advancement of Mondays in general. Because Mondays can be a bad day, but not anymore.
Also, have you ever described a feeling as eerie when you think something good is about to happen?
No, eerie is universally a very bad thing.
Okay, all right. I was making sure
I
didn't miss
something.
Not
necessarily bad, but just like murky. And well, just like scary.
Just negative.
Here, just not good. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not good.
That's a good question to start the show. Is eerie always negative?
Yes. Eerie is always negative.
So if you you walked out of a cabin and there was a mist and a fog and you're like, man, I got an eerie feeling.
You
right
better
now.
Get back in that. If you come out of a cabin and there's mist and you have a bad feeling, or I'm sorry,
no,
an eerie feeling. I put words in your mouth. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You get back in that cabin immediately.
Oh yeah, you're not being like, man, I've got an eerie feeling. Let's go frolic in the fog.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Owl Borland is trying to tell us that it's not negative?
No, I was just giving you an example. Like, I was just talking about my friend, and then he called me on the phone. That was kind of eerie.
Oh, that is a way you would use that.
But you're saying that it's eerie because it doesn't make sense. Like, something is off.
Yeah, no, okay, we're back. Jason's on track.
The only way
something
the eerie
is off is a good way to put it.
Yeah, the only way the eerie is not negative, if it's like, he called me from Lake Erie. Then it's like, okay, this is neutral.
Or Erie, Indiana.
Right.
But if it were
that's
good.
That's more ironic.
If it were good, you would say something feels on.
So if
not
you,
off.
Just to be clear.
Okay.
If I had a like kind of a feeling that I had won the lottery and then someone called me and said I won the lottery, would that be eerie?
No, because it's good.
Okay. All right. We're moving on.
Would you rather?
Aubrey from the website, would you rather wash your hair with dish soap or wash your dishes with shampoo?
Interesting.
Okay.
Not a would you rather I've ever thought of before.
But important. No. But it's important.
Why are we spending so much time in this show discussing viscosity-related oils and bacon grease and now two different types of soaps? I don't have the level of acuity to understand the differences.
You can't understand the difference between dish soap and shampoo.
Well, let me start here. Explain the difference to me.
Yeah.
Sure. I want to hear your words, orator of the land.
All right. Shampoo is a sudsy soap that is made.
So far, dish soap fits the bill.
That is fragrant in delicious ways.
Hmm.
Dish soap is something that breaks down grease and oil specifically.
Like hair grease and oil?
It can.
And those smell good,
but
though,
that's not made for it. I mean, do you want to smell like lemons or do you want to smell like, fruits and berries? Which one?
Which one is the dish soap and which one's the shampoo?
Dish soap is lemons. You know this.
Not always.
Yeah, no, definitely not always. And I have.
I've had a mandarin orange dish soap and a mandarin orange shampoo before.
I have definitely used citrus smelling like body wash and shampoo.
How dare you shame us citrus
smelling
fools?
What are you talking about? Do you want to smell like a fresh, clean lemon scent? Of course I do. What are you talking about?
Only berries for me.
You have not described anything differentiating these two objects.
But he has openly mocked me for not knowing the difference between them.
I mean, the difference is clear. I'm doing a bad job explaining the difference. I guess we are getting back to viscosity here.
Right.
Because
which one's thicker?
The thicker one.
Shampoo.
Is...
He's going to say dish soap.
Say dish soap for sure.
I think dish soap's definitely thinner because dish soap's made. Here. Dish soap is made to dissolve in the water and create bubbles, not to.
Like shampoo?
But shampoo is not made to fully. It is supposed to dissolve.
No, I don't think it's dissolving. I think dish soap is made to be diluted. You know what I mean? Like one part dish soap to two parts water.
I want to tell you something right now. I definitely can't decide whether I'd rather wash my hair with dish soap or wash my dishes with shampoo because I don't know which one would do. I feel like they'd both do a fine job.
I'd rather
not have the chemicals in my hair.
Now, which one?
From the dish soap.
I what worry chemicals? Much more.
The dish soap chemicals.
What chemicals?
Yeah. Oh,
good question,
you know,
Mike.
You know, the chemicals.
What chemicals?
Potassium microhydrochlorazoamine.
Shampoo is full of chemicals.
Sure.
Okay.
But they're made for your... Those chemicals are made for your hair. One's made for dirty dishes.
Are they the same thing?
They're not the same.
They're not the same
not at all.
Thing. No
That's
way.
That's like you saying, WD-40 is the same as olive oil be why different chemicals, different compounds.
Well, olive oil is not a chemical.
That's true.
I mean, well, everything is.
What I mean is, like, you have very like certain chemicals that you use to clean or break things down, right? Like a spray that you would use to clean a kitchen table, right?
Like a bleach spray?
Well, not necessarily a bleach spray, but just like a counter cleaning spray.
Sure.
That's not something you would spray on your hands and wash your hands with.
Right. No. Because they're made
strong.
It's made to break down the bonds of the food.
I think it's because I actually think it is because the photographs on the bottle show counters.
What if it was all the same?
It's always been the same.
Well, let's say that it's not all the same. Okay, maybe it is, in which case it go with whatever smells better. But if it's not the same, and I believe it is not, then you have to err on the side of caution. And the side of caution to me is not which one is in my hair that shouldn't be in my hair, but which one is on something that I'm ingesting. Like, if I put shampoo on my dishes and the residue is there and I'm eating off of that, I'm ingesting something.
I'm not worried about no residue.
Well, I am. So you can drink all the shampoo you want.
So the word on the street is that the big difference is in pH. In those,
that's okay. What I've been trying to say.
And that dish soap will fry your hair long term. So if you did that, your hair's toast.
Oh no! Oh no! Is my hair gonna go away?
Have you been using?
Yeah. How long have you been washing with dish soap?
Yeah, that's the question.
Wait a minute. Dawn is not shampoo.
I thought I was supposed to use it in the morning.
It's at dawn.
Right. I mean, I wake up. I use Dawn. It says it softens my hair.
I will not destroy my head with the chemicals.
I guess. I will take a shot
that it will sanitize my plate.
Before I knew that, I was going to land with, I have smelled shampoos that are overwhelming. I can't recall a dish soap where the fragrance was just, you're like, oh, I got to, someone put this away.
The fragrance.
Did I say fragrance?
Yeah.
Fragrance.
Yeah, we're not going to let that slide on this show. Oh, the fragrance is overwhelming.
Jason and I made eyes of a fragrance. Well, we're mature. All right.
My R sound just vanished.
Yeah, just straight up fragrance.
Self a wing, suck a twist.
Someone saw Space Jam 2 recently.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't know how you were going to go. I'm definitely taking the dish soap into the hair.
Okay, all right. John from Patreon, congrats.
It's pronounced
Hill. Congrats, your farts no longer stink.
Oh, man. Good. Never been a problem, though.
Now you get to choose. Would you rather be able to pick a new pleasant scent for all of your farts, or would you rather that they be completely odorless?
Okay. Okay.
Like
so
lemon.
Well, I would prefer berries, but, you know, to each their own.
It's an alert. It's an alarm that somebody has.
Yeah.
What if we all had unique individual, like a Patronus from Harry Potter?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But we each have a unique, positive, but unique scent for all of our farts.
Right.
So like Jason's known as, you know, so boysenberry.
Number one, we know they're not eerie.
No, because it's pleasant.
Because it's pleasant. It's good. But would it really be pleasant?
But what if it was a random draw? Like you get spearmint over there.
But I'm saying.
Oh, Mike's got a good point here.
You're
breathing someone's innards, and know it.
Yes, I'm smelling a fart.
I know
it smells good.
I think the reason
that's poop. That's poop particles.
Look, you only associate that with a bad thing because of the smell.
Because the evolution of your body
if
has
all
said
poop
something's
and
wrong.
Farts smelled good. You wouldn't think that you're getting something gross.
No, that's not true. Otherwise, you know, let's use this as lotion. No, it's poop. No matter what it smells like.
But I'm telling you.
Everything that smells good, your first thought is, I need to moisturize my skin with it?
No, I'm just saying as an example here, Andy's saying that if it smelled good, we wouldn't dislike it.
I think that's factual.
But we still know the bacteria
You wouldn't think it's gross because we know bacteria grows on gross-smelling things.
If the Men in Black came in here and went, and you've only had pleasant smells with your poo.
We wouldn't even call them farts. We'd have a different nice name for them.
Yeah.
Like ploofs.
Ooh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I ploofed.
Yeah. Oh, man, nice ploof, bro.
Oh, that's a strawberry ploof.
Sweet ploofs, bro.
Oh, man, Jason dropped another spearmint ploof.
Well done, bro.
Why are we broing out over ploofs?
Ploofs is a pretty soft term. I mean, that's not...
I mean, can you... Yeah, I feel like you would have to name your own fart then.
Everyone gets to name the onomatopoeia of your fart?
Oh, yes.
Mine would be more like a pluff than
if you're a pluff than a ploof?
Yeah. Oh, you got the M in there. A ploof.
I'm a mumph.
That was what my mom was. She's more of a mumph.
Al Borland would be more of a like a cedar wood.
Oh, yeah. It'll be so manly.
Yeah, like a...
It'll be a musk.
A nice musky ploof.
I prefer sandalwood, but
sandalwood.
Great.
Okay.
He'd be like a shrumpf.
I know Brooks. Brooks would overwhelm his own ploof smell, and it would be apples. You know it would smell like a fresh apple orchard.
But back to the question. Is it better to have a sweet plumpf or just... You can get away with it. You know, if you can stop the sound, nobody will ever know.
Well, no, I'd rather have the smell.
If they lose part of their power.
If they have no odor at all, they don't exist.
Right.
It's like if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it.
Yeah, if someone...
Farts would fail to exist.
If someone drops a butt bomb and it doesn't smell.
Yeah, but
you do have the sound.
You're still going to hear
it. You still have the...
I mean, that would be really exciting for me.
Is it then far more... allowed and appropriate, or not appropriate, but allowed, because I mean a burp is
not on the poop particle argument.
No, you've got a good point here, Mike.
A burp is more socially acceptable than a fart.
Someone burps,
it doesn't come out of your butt. That's one of the big reasons why.
That is,
if a burp came out of your butt, then it wouldn't be socially acceptable.
No, because then it'd be a fart.
I call that a butt burp.
Which you should call it that, because you don't mouth burp.
That's right. I don't.
So you don't know which one of yours is a burp gone fart or a straight fart.
Right. Fart gone burp.
Fart gone burp. All right.
All right. We better move on.
I'm going odorless.
I'm going nice smell. Mike?
I'm going with the nice smell.
Ryan from the website, would you rather always be pulling a trailer everywhere you drive in your vehicle only be able to ride a motorcycle?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Could I be the safest motorcycle rider in the world?
Sure.
No.
Like, no?
I don't think you can be, no.
Like a big...
Someone is. So out there right now, of motorcycle drivers, somebody is, in fact, the safest motorcycle.
They go a little bit slower than everybody else. What is that? Is it the Pixar movie with the big inflatable, the white character that I'm thinking
Baymax?
Of? Baymax.
Big Hero 6.
Like, that could be my outfit.
Oh, so you're already in your airbags.
Yeah, I'm basically in one of those blow up bubble things.
Now, would you have a sidecar?
Oh, that would make it safer, so yes.
I feel like you're larger.
And then I'd put some walls on it.
I'd have two sidecars, left and right.
Yeah, put some walls on it, put a couple seats in the back.
That's right.
Couple of doors.
I'd change out my handlebars for a wheel.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'd need to be able to roll up windows when it's getting rainy. That's my kind of motorcycle.
What was the other option? You have to pull a trailer everywhere?
Sounds
like a nightmare.
That is a nightmare.
Have you ever pulled a trailer?
I have pulled a trailer.
Because I have never done it.
I've never pulled a trailer either.
I have had one opportunity where, back when I was in a band, we did a show in California, and I refused. I refused to be the one who would drive and try and park this. And then my bass player at the time, we got to the gig.
Stressed out of his mind?
Yeah, and he had never done a trailer either, but he's one of those too nice of a guy where I got aggressive. I'm like, I'm not doing it. He's like, okay, I'll do it. And the Austin Powers back and forth that this man had to do to get the trailer anywhere close to the parking spot was like, that's exactly why I am not doing this. It is embarrassing, and I'm going to smash someone else's car.
The parking situation is literally the worst part. I think once you're on the road, it's fine. Whatever, you're a little longer, but every single
and
time
you got to know to slow down sooner.
Do you?
Yes, Jason.
Wait, is that true?
Yes, because you have a lot of extra weight, and it takes longer to stop.
Okay, but it's not like the things on a bungee cord is going to hit you. It's just.
It's No. You will run into somebody else.
Well, that's like saying if I got a lot of cargo in the back.
Exactly. It will fly forward and hit you. That's 100% what happens. It's called momentum.
I still stand by that the worst part is the parking. It's the driving. Because every time, it doesn't matter. Can you go through a drive-thru with a trailer?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm out. that was an easy question.
Can you go through on a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you store it?
Wait a minute.
Oh, man, I've never seen a motorcycle in a drive-thru.
I've never seen a motorcycle in a drive-thru.
There's motorcycles that have, like, there's side storage, and they're
put a little basket on front.
But you can't actively, you can't eat it while you're driving.
Says who?
Oh, man, that's hard. I will say this. I've got an electric
scooter. Motorcycles.
I've got an electric scooter, right, where, you know,
you can't take your hand off of that
you
thing.
You can't.
No, you can't.
It's unbelievable.
It's impossible.
You
have to have two hands on
you
those.
You think you could ride with one hand and, like, hold the mail in your other
you
hand.
You can fall with one hand.
You sure can.
Now, this made me think of something. What? Because you have to be able to drive through on a motorcycle.
You're legally allowed, yeah.
What is the smallest vehicle you can go through a drive-thru in?
Like, would it count as a tricycle type of thing?
Because they
would not like that.
They say they will not serve you
bicycles.
If you're on foot. You can't bicycle?
I don't believe most places will serve a bicycle.
What about it's motor-powered?
Then they have to.
You can
That's
do a golf.
Law.
You can do a golf cart.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. For sure.
Have you golf carted through a drive-thru?
I haven't yet, but if someone wants to... For science, give me a golf cart. I will drive through every drive-through and count whether they serve me or not.
But stilts don't count, right?
Are
it's
they automated?
It's got to be powered. It's got to be motorized.
So that's
the difference.
The rule?
So yes. If my rollerblades have a motor on them?
Then you're eating it. I mean, that's you're never getting to that drive-through, buddy. You're going to be on your back quick.
Okay. All right. Can you get pulled in a wagon? Like the person in the wagon gets served but not the puller?
Ooh, loophole. So you're saying maybe I'm in the trailer and then a vehicle is pulling, but they drive past the window and you order.
The problem is you can't get that trailer into the actual.
Oh, yeah, we can't take trailers in the drive-thru. We got back to the beginning. I guess I'm just riding a regular old motorcycle. What kind of motor? Are we all on the motorcycle side?
Yeah.
Okay, so now. The more important question, what kind of motorcycle would we choose?
A safe one.
Okay, so you're on like a Goldwing Honda.
Yeah.
You're on like
a
big
Traveler's.
Wide one.
Yeah, a big Traveler's one.
I think
a tent in the back.
If I had to ride a motorcycle, I'd go Crotch Rocket.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, I would. I'm not a laid back.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, man. I mean, I like speed. I like driving fast, and I like going in and out of traffic. And, you know, we all die. So... I think the Crotch Rocket is the bike I would pick.
This is precisely why I have never and will never own a motorcycle.
I feel like I could see you on a chopper.
I would love to. I would love to ride a motorcycle regularly. The only reason I don't do that is
of death.
Of death.
Right. It's a pretty good
But
pretty
if
good
I reason. If I wasn't married, I didn't have kids, I would be much more inclined to do that.
What? Yeah.
That would be a dream to go across the country on a motorcycle.
Really? That's
yes.
a dream of yours?
Yes, it would be awesome.
That feels like a really numb nether region.
Oh, man. Is that become a problem?
Yeah, you're sitting on a motor.
You got to get calloused.
It's vibrating the whole time you're
riding.
Well,
I made it to New York, but I can't have kids. You lose some.
That's how we vasectomy people now?
Yeah.
I've never really heard...
You take your journey?
I've never heard of the rumbling undercarriage being the main problem in motorcycle riding. It's normally been the getting hit by cars and dying part.
Well, those people can't tell you about it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Eerie comment there. David from Twitter, one more. Would you rather have to fight a chicken to death every time you get in your car? or you have to fight a gorilla once a year, but you get a sword? I mean, you have to think about 365 days of fighting a chicken when you're in the car.
I love the wording. It's fight a chicken to the death as if we don't know who's going to win, but you've got to fight to the death to figure it out. This is not a fight to the death. This is you have to kill a chicken every time
you go.
It is
for the chicken.
I mean, could a chicken kill a
No. Not 1v1.
I mean, you might run into some...
They're going to get some pecs in. They're going to get some scratches. You're in a very small, tight area where they can move around a lot.
The worst part is you're going to get into a good habit of grabbing and breaking the neck of a chicken.
Yeah, you're
going
to be a pro by the end of this year.
You'll just be like, you'll be casual. You'll just be like, all right, honey, I'm going to work.
Oh, yeah, other people are driving with you. Oh, let me get that for you. But where do you put all these chickens? You got to cook it. You don't want to be wasteful.
Right.
Is it
in
wasteful?
Your trail. You put them in the trailer.
Is it wasteful if it's a magic chicken that just shows up every time you get in your car?
Well, this chicken had a soul.
Is it the same chicken every time?
Oh,
no, I imagine you're
does
getting,
he learn?
I imagine you're getting it. Oh, that'd be a problem.
He's getting better. He's protecting the neck
like
now.
How many times could you kill that chicken before it kills you?
Now you
learning?
Start opening the door, and you can't find him. He's hiding. He's under a seat.
He's in the glove
compartment.
And you
got to go searching, because he's going to wait till you get out on the road.
He cut the brakes.
Oh, the chicken's cut the brakes now? He's going full kamikaze. I'll die in here, but
so will
you.
He's coming back tomorrow.
He knows he's coming back.
Oh, that's right. He's fine taking one for... Oh, man.
Unless once the car is totaled, does the magic power go away?
Oh, yeah. No, I hope it does. I hope it's totaled and he just appears in this completely crumpled box.
Every day.
Auto death.
All right, we need to move on to the situation.
But I want to answer the question, though.
Okay.
I would rather fight a chicken to the death, fight him to the death every day of the rest of my life than 25 years from now have to fight a gorilla once and I get a gun. I'm not winning that fight.
You couldn't beat like a
no.
You couldn't beat a gorilla with a gun?
Well, like a give me one
a
of those like
gun?
Gatlings.
Right now, right today, if you had to fight a gorilla with a sword, that just means that a gorilla has now killed you with a sword.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Like,
I promise
you
aren't
winning.
I could scratch that gorilla. I could absolutely get a scratch in before I die. I'm confident. Because I swing and I just got to barely hit him to scratch.
If you grab the sword and you do the full like quick swing around, would you be able to?
What, like Link? Are you just spinning in 360?
Yeah.
Is there any way for him to get you?
No, that's
yeah, but
impossible.
You're going to get tired and dizzy.
Yeah, I might throw up.
It's going to wait you out. It's a gorilla. They're smart. Like if you're
it's a good point.
How do you okay, just so you've got a real you got a good sharp sword.
Yeah, super sharp.
And you get one
It's a gorilla sword, but go on.
You got one free shot at the gorilla.
Oh.
Do you think you even given that?
If
do
he,
you
he's
think
he's not moving?
Yeah. Do you
free
think you
shot.
Could kill the gorilla?
Yeah, I think I could kill the gorilla.
Free shot.
What do you do? Do you go?
You go neck.
Do you go,
go
decapitation,
go to take off
or do you go stab to the heart?
I was thinking about that. Eerie thought. I think I would go for the head. You said it's super sharp. If I did, if I was not trusting the sharpness, I'd go heart. Because I know
I feel like it's got to be super sharp to get through to the heart.
Well, but the point
you have a
The point is more likely to break through with a little less sharpness.
Yes.
But a pure if I just swat him in the neck and there's no sharpness and it just like bounces
now
off
you
his
just
neck,
pissed off a gorilla.
That's what I mean. And then the gorilla pulls the sword.
Do you go? Do you just go straight down like chopping wood style right on the top of the head?
They're very strong. Oh, like a.
Yeah, just right down on the top, like you're chopping wood.
No, then you got to go through the skull.
Like you're trying to open a hot dog?
Right, exactly.
You don't want to go through a skull to get to the gorilla.
No, I think now that we're talking about this, I think if you get free shot, and he's not going to respond until after that shot is done, I think you do have to go piercing
now,
to the heart.
Just to make this worse, if you took a leg off, could you get away?
Interesting. I don't believe
Doubtful.
I could take a leg off.
Doubtful.
I think I'm gonna.
Could a gorilla run without toes?
Yeah. I mean, they go. A gorilla goes like all fours sometimes.
How about the old eyeball?
See, now that's a good one.
Oh, that now we're
that's
thinking.
A good
now
one.
We're thinking
swords.
Like a champion.
we're all getting killed by the gorilla, right?
Yes, sure. Of course.
I'm just going to a corner, sitting there with the sword pointing out.
That's why I'm fighting a chicken.
Yeah,
to the death.
We just hope
may the best man win.
It's gonna be me.
All right, time to enter the situation room.
The situation room.
Big Boss Mike from Patreon writes in.
I did.
With your lives on the line, the three of you must
compete.
Must compete as a team in any game show or TV competition of your choice. What do you choose for your best odds of survival? Funny word there, because survivor is an option.
It is.
It's not the option we would go with.
You're built for it.
I could last a while without food. I don't know of any game show. I assume we have to pick a real game show.
How's your fat
show.
Reserves?
They're okay. They're up at 55%.
I've been training for this my whole life.
This is your moment. Does anybody know of a foosball game show?
No, but let's think of some main ones. You've got Price is Right. You've got Jeopardy. You've got
Jeopardy's out.
Oh yeah, Jeopardy's out.
No way.
And it's the three of us, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Family Feud.
I could get down for some Family Feud.
I think
we could
win on that. The Million Dollar Pyramid, which is basically Taboo.
Oh,
I'm excellent.
Oh, I am excellent at that game,
dude. Mike, I think
we could
save
us
the Million Dollar Pyramid.
I'm not even part of this anymore.
No, we got you.
We figured it out.
Get on our back. We got you from here. Although if you die, it's completely our fault.
Okay.
So yeah, I think I'm good at Taboo. Family Feud would be fun. What about the? I know a lot of people were tagging
Plinko?
Us.
American Ninja Warrior.
No, thank you.
Floor is Lava.
That was the one I was going to say. A lot of people were tagging us saying, because it's three people, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're like, dude, you guys have to do Floor is Lava.
I feel pretty confident I could handle Floor is Lava.
I would need at least 2 weeks to train, get a little, maybe lose five or
2 10. Weeks away from
just
Jason.
2 weeks. It's all I need.
2 weeks. Just give me two more.
You know, like American Gladiator.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'd be all right if I had 2 weeks to train for that. Ninja Warrior.
2 weeks?
Couple of weeks, yeah.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. I'd be fine.
Could you get up that wall?
Yeah. Do I get one of those Batman guns?
You get a running start.
Jason gets to participate in American Ninja Warrior like normal, but he does get a grappling gun.
He has a utility belt?
He gets a utility belt.
Yeah. I'm just everything. I'm not
doing. I
want
to see you try to use that gun 100 times up a mountain.
I'm not walking up stairs. I'm just scaling, cutting myself up the stairs. Now, this is awesome.
Now, I want you to think about the physics of a Gatling gun and the way that Batman does it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So he one-handed.
Yeah.
What holding the handle of a gun, he fires a hook up. And then he holds on to the gun.
I don't think we mean Gatling gun either.
No, we don't. You're grappling.
Grappling gun.
That's where, yeah.
I mean, Gatling
I will
guns
accept either. I will definitely not lose if I have a Gatling gun.
I won't
All right,
win.
On your marks, good set.
But you applaud.
That's for the gorilla.
But, like, have you ever.
Could I hold on?
Have you ever tried to hold yourself up with one arm?
Yeah.
It's not.
Lately?
Oh my god!
I can hold myself up by one arm for a short period of time. Now
I tried to do that on a pull-up bar.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Well, but you were going for like 2 minutes.
No, I mean like literally last night I was like stretching out my shoulders on a pull-up bar and I was playing around with trying to do one arm and it's uncomfortable.
If you add in the fact that it is pulling me, so it's my weight
plus
a lot more. I mean. Just so you know, Batman doesn't have to one-hand this thing. He can put both hands on, and I would need both hands.
Yeah. Well, he goes one hand because he has to hold on to somebody
can't
else.
Can't you attach it to the belt?
Does he do that?
Maybe he does. Sometimes he does. That's a pro move.
Now, how does that work?
That's because his arm is getting sore.
How does that work if you attach it to the belt?
Yeah, you've got that thing run under the undercarriage. It's another whole undercarriage problem.
Okay, so you have – it's not just a – around the waist belt.
No, you'd be sliced in two.
It's a 3-point harness.
Yes, yeah. You have full body harness.
Now, when you take off.
Yeah, you wear a cup. I know what you're saying.
I'm trying to figure out the logistics here.
Yeah.
I will say this. I've been on a harness before for a theatrical.
Peter Pan?
Close. It was The Foreigner. But you, where you've got a
Peter Pan is close to the foreign.
No, it was close. It was a play.
Do you wear a fall? That goes all the way up. I'm assuming over your shoulders too.
No,
or wasn't.
It kind of didn't. It was like one of those step in harnesses where you're, you know, the loops around the legs.
Yeah,
and then I think it does buckle a little bit higher. But oh my goodness!
Did you do flips?
No. You couldn't do flips in this one.
Okay,
guys,
A lot of pressure.
Lifting your body from loops on your legs is a nightmare of all nightmares. And this was 100 pounds ago. It's not okay.
Not comfortable?
It is not comfortable. No.
Were you the foreigner?
I'm starting to think it might have been Harold and Maude.
Oh, I saw you in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were
was not Maude.
You
no.
were outstanding.
Thank you.
I don't know any of these shows. They sound dumb.
Well, Maude is the old woman, just so you know.
Oh, you weren't the old woman?
I wasn't the old woman, no.
All right. I think there's the one I'd want to do, which is Survivor, but I don't know if I'd actually do well. Your odds of winning are too dependent on other people in that one. So I think we got to do what you said. Well, I'll ride your coattails on
well, $10,000 pyramid, or I think we would do well on Family Feud.
Yeah, that would be the most fun.
Good answer.
Mandy Ballerway writes in, says, you have been given the opportunity to live your life on repeat forever, or you can continue it as currently scheduled. So this is like Groundhog Day, right? You wake up in the morning, and the thing is you maintain all your memories, and the day starts fresh every morning.
But
so you're eternal at
this
point.
But it's the same day.
It's the same day.
So it is Groundhog Day.
Yes, but the thing is you would be eternal, but you'd be living in the same day forever. Do you opt in, or do you just finish out life now? Because in this situation, you wouldn't accumulate money, right?
Sure.
Because work that you do during the day is kind of irrelevant.
Oh, I'm not going to work. I mean, I'm living the same day over and over, so I can do whatever I want.
So you're calling in sick every morning.
There's no traveling, right? Not taking a vacation in New York, because by the time I get there, I'm back.
You could probably fine-tune that. You could probably get up in the morning and be like, hey, I can get this flight to go here and experience it, but then you're waking up in the same place.
There is the difficulty, and I think the Andy Samberg movie was, I think it was called Palm Springs, and they explored this a little bit because it's very Groundhog Day, but they were trying to like look at some more of the rules. So, and you're living Groundhog Day. When is the reset? Is the reset midnight?
Yes.
Or is the reset when you fall asleep?
Either one. The reset...
Whichever comes first.
That's right. Either when you fall asleep, die, or when the clock strikes 12:01.
Yeah, so you don't get to stretch it out just by staying up longer.
Okay.
The thing is you obviously, like, this would be a way to opt into living, not, you know, living forever.
Right, but you're...
In that day.
You are in a living hell. Like, I have not seen a movie revolving around this premise where... They're happy about it. Everyone is trying to
get out of that.
Everyone is trying to escape from it. I mean, you're in a time loop.
But let me ask you this. Practically speaking, what is the difference? Like, we live the majority of our life doing the same day over and over. Now, happens around us is different. We don't know what everyone's going to say. But then that will branch out and change as the day goes on. But my point is, like, getting philosophical here, we basically are living the same day over and over and over and over right now on a short enough time span.
The kids and family are the fundamental difference here.
Right.
Because any influence you have on them that day does not remain.
Oh, I'm no longer a parent. I mean,
you are going self mode.
Of course I am. What am I going to raise them right for tomorrow that's today?
This is perfect.
Self-mode for the eternity sounds like hell.
Jason has been given the gift of eternal life, and your first decision is, I'm out on the family.
Well, no, because yes, I can't do anything for the family. It's not like I don't love them anymore.
But wouldn't you want to spend, like, if you have eternity, wouldn't you want to spend some time with them?
Oh, we'd have a blast. We'd do things together sometimes, but I'm not parenting. I'm not like, watch what you eat.
But is it redeemable if there's no memories for them?
No.
Like you get to the end of the day of the best, you give them the best day of their lives.
Yeah.
And then you wake up tomorrow, you remember it, they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no value for
but
them.
But that's why I'm saying I'm pretty much out on parenting, because it's irrelevant.
Okay, all right, let me see what you're saying.
Let me give you a twist here, because I think right now nobody's opting into eternal life.
No way.
You can opt into this exact same situation, but you and your closest friends and family do maintain their memories, but you don't age. Everyone's the same age. There's no progression around
it,
you.
They're in it with me, though?
But they're in it with you.
Oh, that's
now, is but that, now they're the same age.
Forever. Yeah, they're the same age. So do you want to...
That's great.
You want your kid to be 9 forever? You want your kid to be 12 forever?
I get to have forever with my kids and they never become teenagers? Heck yeah, man. That sounds great.
Eventually, your children will realize what is happening and be very angry.
No, I do realize that. I don't get to walk so by Mike, my are you out daughter on that down too? The
oh,
aisle.
I'm out. Look, I've lived long enough already. I don't need more.
Okay. All right.
What would it take to opt into the everyday tournament?
Well, I think what made it interesting to me was the idea that you are opting into the security of, like, where you're at right now. Like, would you take where you're at in this exact moment forever or not on this earth?
No, because I would not take anything forever.
Right. Because but what if I said 1,000 years?
Maybe. Maybe.
So there's a line where you go, there's a line that would go from this is cool to... I am condemned in this state.
Yes, and I think that would happen probably in about 2 months.
And then any time that you wanted out of that, you couldn't. You'd just be waking up the next day.
Exactly.
So you would become a crazy person.
Yeah. Yes. And I feel like we got a pretty good life right now.
So and I'm going to still feel that way.
I'm going to stick with what we already got.
All right, Al, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Out of curiosity, you wouldn't opt in, would you?
Nope.
All right. Do we have time for another situation, or do you want us to move on to the draft?
Let's get into the draft.
All right, here we go.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, now this draft is one that Mike is already shaking his hand at.
I'm drafting under protest here.
Which is funny because, like, it's really just... not that consequential to life. Is that fair to say?
Of course.
Best Froyo toppings. When this topic was brought up by Al Borland, our fearless producer, it seemed like a lighthearted, innocent little draft. I mean, there's Froyo shops all over the country.
Yeah.
Self-serve.
They close every day.
Yeah, they do. They do. Nothing turns over quicker than a Froyo shop.
Weird. I mean, I wonder why.
But everybody loves them. They love going.
Or do they?
Well, not enough.
They love ice cream shops. And when a Froyo shop opens, they go, oh, let's go try that. A little healthier. And then but they don't keep going back because they're like,
and they charge you by weight.
Yogurt.
They charge you by weight. There's infinite, lots of different toppings.
Great. I'm discriminated against again.
No, they don't weigh you at the end of the line.
Sir. You look like that's going to be $15. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The ma'am's voice was, sir. Oh.
They check your weight, and then they charge you based on what they think you'd eat.
I mean, it makes sense. To some degree, it's not fair.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sure it's illegal.
They weigh your Froyo, brother.
Yeah, no, I know. I know how Froyo works.
But here's the deal. Lots of toppings, lots of choices, lots of ways to go. I think a lot of the fun for kids and for people going is that you do have variety. But Mike is a man who wants vanilla yogurt.
No, I don't want vanilla yogurt.
Okay.
But I would like chocolate yogurt. And the problem with it is it's not frozen yogurt. Where the concept of frozen yogurt is solid. Are you okay over there, coffee? Coffee McCoffster?
Yeah, I'm good. I might
wrong
have
pipe.
Drank my drink down the wrong tube.
Like, frozen yogurt, the idea is that I'm getting most of the flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
But with fewer of the calories.
Correct.
But for children, like, oh, I want to go to frozen yogurt. They want to go to the candy store.
Yeah, because
it's
they
not
don't,
frozen yogurt. It's the candy
they
shop.
Don't, yeah, they definitely don't care about the calories and whether it's ice cream or Froyo. To them,
they don't
the
care about the frozen yogurt. They just dump candy on
it. Well, yeah, because the frozen yogurt's the worst part of it.
What are you getting frozen?
So we're drafting toppings to make it better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And Mike, I told you before, we're more in line in some ways, but we'll get to the picks. So Jason, you get to kick this thing off. What is your number one Froyo
topic? I think
topic?
The coughing has made you sweaty.
Oh, dude, I am a wreck over here.
We don't cut for no one.
Okay, so I know what my clear-cut, absolute 101 is. I mean, I have never gone to get Froyo and not put this on ever, and I never will unless they don't have it, in which case, shame on you. And it will probably be my fourth pick because I can't imagine that either of you would ever care about
this. Wait,
so
you're not picking it.
So you're taking it first and fourth?
I am
just tantalizing.
So I'm going to start with what is just the best candy in general because these are often able to be put on my froyo. And I like more of the toppings than the froyo itself. I'm going with the mini Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay.
Yeah, that was actually the only candy that I had on my list.
Okay.
So good. And I don't even need yogurt in that cup.
So you like Reese's peanut butter cups?
That is correct. I like Reese's peanut butter cups. Okay. They're made a little worse with froyo, but they're still good.
You're proving my point.
Oh, I'm with you on the point. You said that children view it as a candy store. I am one of the children who views it as a candy store. You're 100% right.
So do you legitimately like put in one little swirl at the bottom and then fill it up with toppings?
Yes.
He doesn't like the candy to roll around. It needs a good base so it just sticks.
I sometimes feel like what I want to do is just get the cup and go to the counter and put the toppings in. I don't do that because I think that's illegal.
There are stores you can do that.
So you're just buying a variety of toppings by weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. My pick is going to be caramel.
Okay, it's on my list.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't think I have to distinguish between like hot or cold or something like that, right? Like,
no, it's a liquid.
To me, I try to maintain the fidelity of the froyo.
The texture?
I want to maintain it as a cold treat, not a candy store situation. I'm trying to accent the flavor, which is what caramel does. So I'm going to take that with my number one pick.
Now, have you tried eating caramel sauce without froyo, though? It's not that good.
No.
And that's how you should always judge these toppings. Is
what if I didn't put froyo in this cup?
Exactly. I think you made a huge mistake.
Good. I would love to see somebody go into a froyo shop, fill about half the cup with just caramel instead of froyo,
and then put toppings on the caramel. Oh, I will try it tonight. Let me make a note.
All right, Mike, you are on the clock with a double.
All right,
pick, and froyo is great, Al. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I like a good chocolate frozen yogurt. Dole Whip is an elite dessert.
Yeah,
but you can't put anything on the Dole Whip.
No, you don't. But that's a special. It's even got a little special texture.
What flavor? You're maintaining the integrity, the fidelity of it. What is your base flavor?
My base flavor is either vanilla or the what is the one that's like? Oh, the tart.
Tart.
I'll do the tart.
That's mine too.
The tart is
legit.
There's
something called a tart.
It's a different flavor.
Like a tart vanilla.
It's a tart vanilla.
Is it called tart?
It is called tart.
Yeah, I think they leave the vanilla out for several years.
It actually kind of tastes like that.
And then they say, this one's too old.
It goes bad?
Yeah, it goes bad, and they call it tart.
It tastes like a more, it's got like a yogurty bite to it. Is that a good way to describe it, Al? Because you said it's your favorite, too.
Yeah, it complements the fruity toppings better.
It complements all the toppings.
Okay.
Yep.
So those are my bases. But, Mike, you've got a couple of sweet picks.
So I had to go do some research to find out what kind of things people put on frozen yogurt.
To be clear, let's just be plain with the audience. We're transparent. We're ourselves. Mm-hmm. Mike's choice. So let me see. You go with the kids, because I'm sure they've dragged you to a froyo place.
They have, yes.
So, despite your disdain.
Yes.
You're just a good father. You followed their lead.
I was just there. I ordered nothing.
And you got nothing at all?
I got nothing.
Okay. But have you gone and just gotten plain chocolate froyo?
I have.
Okay. So to be clear, Mike didn't really have a lot of insight to this draft because
at all the stuff.
He prefers them to have no toppings.
Seen it. My children love these gummy shark things.
Yeah. Those are ridiculous. When the gummy is like a full-on, like a turkey leg in there, you shouldn't have to take the gummy out with utensils and cut it up to eat it.
Yeah. No, that is a good one. That's a good pick.
Gummy shark?
Yeah.
That's
all full candies.
All right. So I'm up. I'll start it off with something. I can see myself actually doing this. I'm going to go with the Oreos.
Yeah.
The Oreos. I'm not opposed to it. I put them in my ice cream. Why would I not put them in my frozen
yogurt? No reason not to, Mike. Spread your wings.
So I'm going to go with that one. Now, how crazy do you get with this second pick here? Because I've seen some things that piqued my interest.
Okay.
So you're browsing right now with renewed.
No, I did it. I'm a professional. I browsed before I got in here.
Oh, good.
And I don't really care about the polls on this one, so I'm just, look, this one, it really, I don't know that I've seen it in the yogurt shops. If I have, I have overlooked it. Captain Crunch.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They've been in there.
People do this?
Yes,
100%. I'm shocked.
It sounds actually pretty good.
I'm shocked that, maybe I shouldn't even say this because it could still be picked, but I'm shocked you didn't go Fruity Pebbles.
See, the problem is I get chocolate, and I don't do fruit and chocolate. I know people like, oh, I love chocolate dipped strawberries. Not for me.
Yeah, okay.
Not for me.
I'm back up.
You are.
So, Mike, you're
but good luck beating Oreos and Captain Crunch.
You took
Crunch.
Oreo. I missed the Oreo.
Yeah, I took
Oreos.
That's
a great pick.
Thank you.
I just hate that usually they crush them up, and then it's like Oreo bits that you're putting on. I just want Oreos.
Because your test is, should I eat this alone?
Right, exactly.
And crumpled up Oreos would not...
No, I would rather them be solid so I can dunk them in milk. Much more delicious that way.
But not Froyo. You wouldn't dip them in Froyo.
I mean, you can. It's just not as good.
Froyo in a cup, though, or in a mug. I'm going to take this pick now because I'm afraid of not getting it. It's the most underrated of all toppings for all ice cream. And for all Froyo and anything in general in the ice cream realm, which I am a master.
Sure.
And that is marshmallow sauce.
Oh, man. Oh, baby.
Marshmallow.
You're in on that one?
It is so good.
I am so impressed by you right now, Andy. I mean, this wasn't Thank on my you. List because this is an ice cream thing, not a frozen yogurt thing. But marshmallow sauce in ice cream is unbelievably good.
Interesting.
And not enough places carry it.
No, it's Culver's out here in Arizona. They've got the marshmallow sauce. All the Froyo places always have it.
What it does to the texture is
it's outstanding.
Spectacular.
It's a little, and it, you know, it's wonderful.
Again, it doesn't work with Froyo because you can't eat it without Froyo. And that's my barometer test.
You can't spoon?
No, I mean, a good marshmallow sauce is more liquidy. It's not like the marshmallow fluff that you get in the store. So this is
There's
more like
a difference?
Yes. This is more like a drink.
It's a marshmallow
it's not, that's
drink.
Why I said kind of the marshmallow sauce, because you can get it out of a pump delivery system. Yeah. It's not like opening up a jar of mayo and scooping out a big, thick piece of marshmallow.
Okay.
It's a sauce.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm learning a lot today.
And I was afraid that would go. But I should have thought about the fact that Jason wants something that he can unwrap before he eats it.
Yeah. But
it's Twizzlers.
Wait a minute. By the pound?
This one is one. I got two picks here.
You do.
Okay. So you say you like to keep the, and you have been a man of your word here. You like to keep the consistency of your yogurt. You've
there's
gone
no
sauces
crunch.
Here. I am the opposite way. Even when actually filling up the tub with yogurt, frozen yogurt, and putting toppings on it, I want there to be like a texture change. I want there to be a reason that I put toppings on there. And so I'm going to go with two different little bites here for my back-to-back picks.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh,
brownie bites.
Okay.
And little cheesecake bites.
Oh, those are
so good.
And you'd
good.
Put those together.
Ooh. Have you factored
Not necessarily.
In,
depends on oh, the okay. flavor of the base.
But have you factored in that cheesecake is an abomination and disgusting?
Now, let me tell you this, Mike.
And even if bite-sized, I bet it's still bad.
I need you to understand this. The difference between cheesecake bites and cheesecake is they aren't the same thing.
How is that possible?
It's possible because if you think about what is wrong with a cheesecake, is that when you're
Smooth.
Taking a giant forkful of cheesecake, it's way too much. Like for people that don't like cheesecake.
It's a cheesecake to crust ratio difference?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost...
What if you took smaller bites?
Impossible.
It's not the same because imagine the top of a cheesecake, right?
Uh-huh.
And now imagine that that's what the texture is on all... How many sides are on a cube? Is that six? Four, six, yeah, six on all six sides of this cube is like the outside top of the cheesecake. So it's you never get that middle that's
does it
almost
still
too
taste
creamy.
Now I would go out on a limb, Jason, just to soften your comments and say it does. It's a little bit like cheesecake.
I think that you're being misled by the name
of cheesecake.
Of cheesecake.
Now, what does it taste like? If you had to describe anything in the world, it would taste like. Would you go with, I don't know, cheesecake?
I would say it tastes like a cream cheese bread. That's what I would say.
All right. So you're going with brownie bites and cheesecake bites.
Yeah.
To go with your peanut butter cups. I am going with an underrated topping. Again, speaking from lots of experience in this realm. Underrated. Don't really know why I love it. Maybe it's what Mike said about giving it a little extra crunch.
Okay.
But I'm going with sprinkles.
It's on my list.
Sprinkles are just, they have to be on it.
They just taste like sugar.
Yeah.
Sprinkles are far more of a
decoration.
They're just
a decoration.
But they aren't. They aren't. Okay, now Al is saying sprinkles are trash.
Yeah, sprinkles are trash. Al's right.
Well, you can be unemployed. That's
what
fine.
Is wrong with sprinkles?
Sprinkles are great.
Sprinkles are beautiful.
They also add a little bit of crunch and flavor.
The crunch that sprinkles provide is awful. It's not crunchy.
It's more of a snip.
It's just more like, oh, I got some flakes of something in here that
stuck
are a little
teeth.
Bit harder. Sprinkles are trash, but they're beautiful. It's like beautiful garbage. And I think that they serve their place, right? You put some whipped cream on top, a couple of sprinkles, and it's a great picture. A great photo opportunity. Your IG is better for your sprinkles.
Mike, you are up.
Okay.
And you have to make two more picks.
That's good because my list, I think, is down to two things.
Okay, perfect.
I will take cookie dough bites.
Oh, yeah. What an idiot. I took two bites that weren't cookie dough bites.
I was a little bit surprised.
That one was on my list for
what?
Sure.
I was a little bit surprised you went with cheesecake, which, as I've described, is garbage and tastes bad, and cookie dough, which is great.
Oh, man. That's a great pick, Mike.
So I will take the cookie dough bites. Now, and then this last pick here.
Wait. I will trade you.
Oh, my gosh.
Brownie bites and cheesecake bites for cookie dough bites. Do you accept?
Never.
All right. I had to try.
Never. You would have a better chance of trading me brownie bites for cookie dough bites without the cheesecake bites make your offer worse.
Okay.
All right. And now with my final pick, this gets a little sketchy because this is not how
cocaine.
Things get
I'm
pretty,
sorry.
Things
I'm
get
sorry.
A little pretty
super
wild.
Super sketchy.
Real sketchy.
I get all my frozen yogurt from the back of a van.
I mean, it was a great guess because it is methamphetamines.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going. All right.
No, but because I don't.
Better not be black licorice or something.
No. But it's something that if you put it in the cold, it's not as good. This candy is far better when it's warm. But whatever, people apparently put this into the frozen yogurt. I will take Reese's Pieces.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I mean,
oh, you're in on this.
Let me ask you this.
No,
if there's no frozen yogurt, how are Reese's Pieces? They're
very
awesome.
Very, very good.
Reese's Pieces are, they're hit and miss because I've gone back and forth getting Reese's Pieces like milkshakes with them in it.
I like
that and
you
the
call
Reese's
them
peanut butter.
Species.
Yeah, he always
I call,
says.
I call
I've always said them that.
I call it that to be funny.
I've yes. always said it like
to
that.
Act like a little boy.
Yeah.
I want some Reese's Pieces.
You guys are funny. And I've tried the cups, and I like the cups more.
Well, I
honestly,
couldn't take them.
Yeah. I would have taken the Reese's Pieces on the last turn, except I had the Reese's cups, and it felt like
it's too much.
It's too much.
All right, I get my favorite four items in this draft, and I'm finishing with hot fudge. Hot fudge is outstanding.
You are a saucy man.
But I am very saucy.
You just told us about how you like to keep the integrity of the dish.
Which is what it does.
It melts it.
Not if you put a conservative amount.
Why don't you just
go with...
It needs
to be... I need to be able to put everything that I chose...
Why can't it be
Can
cold?
All be together and be a great froyo.
Because like almost...
Caramel hot fudge, marshmallow sauce, and sprinkles... Make for a soupy delight.
Because essentially everything you have taken aside from the sprinkles can just be a flavor of frozen yogurt.
No, they don't make caramel flavored frozen yogurt.
I've definitely had caramel frozen yogurt.
That's not a common thing just because you've
my
had it.
My
if
local
we,
one
if the
has
standard
it there every
of whether
time.
You've eaten it,
my
that's not
my
a life
local,
I want to live.
And by the way, mine is also yours because we live near each other.
Oh, do you get a marshmallow sauce frozen yogurt there too and
a
hot fudge flavored frozen yogurt?
I'm sure there's a marshmallow flavored. Frozen yogurt.
I'm going to have to go and take some pictures.
I'm just
pointing
out.
Weird criticism.
But you were right. It sounds soupy.
The criticism is that when this whole thing was brought up, I said...
I'm getting ice cream on the way home.
I said, why do a draft of something that you shouldn't put toppings on. Because I could get down with what you have just made, but doing it with only frozen yogurt. That was only my. It was not a criticism. It was an analysis.
I have texted my wife.
To open your eyes.
We are getting froyo tonight.
So you're going to the candy store?
Yes, I'm going to the candy store.
You're going to the Dollar
Tree. You do not mean we're getting froyo tonight. You mean you're getting candy in a bowl.
Yes. All these candies have really.
That's what you should. You should start a froyo place called Candy in a Bowl.
Ooh, I'll bet if I
it's
open that
Fuzzy Wigs
right next to a different yogurt shop, I would put them out of business. Because I'm telling the people what they actually want.
Also, the cocaine one will get. You'll probably do well.
Profits are
huge profits. Not going to be open very long.
Right.
Much like a frozen yogurt place.
All right, I still have a pick here. And it was
without
my
the profits.
It's my true clear 101.
Oh, you got it.
Yes, I got it because nobody would ever get this. But it's the frost.
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon. Oh, imagine having that without froyo. It's so good.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it is frosted animal cookies. Oh,
what, like
baby.
The circus animals?
Yeah, the little circus. Yeah,
they do have ones? They have those in every Froyo shop.
Every Froyo shop has the little pink.
Those things are underrated a general rule
exactly
of
right.
life. Of
but those
life.
Are weights. Do they cut them up?
Oh, no. No, you would never do
they
that.
They have. No, I've been at places that have both next to each other.
Oh.
They'll have the crushed, and then they'll have the full.
Is that to like send a message to the other animals? Like,
yes.
Behave you or we'll crunch you up.
They're way too big.
They are not big enough, Mike.
Froyo shops have chosen that nothing is too big to be put in there. Because they'll just weigh it. I mean, you pick something
but
big, you're going
to
pay for it.
When you go to eat it, do you hand-pick those
I
up?
I hand-pick those up. I've okay. never eaten them in a scoop of frozen yogurt. That'd be ridiculous.
Those are way too big for a spoon.
Yeah. You don't use a spoon. And you try to get as little froyo on it as possible. Honest to goodness, I'm not making this up. When I get froyo and I put these cookies in there, I put them all on one side, and I stack them so that the only one layer is touching froyo.
You sacrifice one of the animals?
That's right. I'm literally just getting animal cookies because they're so good.
So Jason has peanut butter cups, brownie bites, cheesecake bites, and frosted animal cookies.
That sounds like a good froyo, just those four.
Mike has Oreos, Captain Crunch, cookie dough bites, and Reese's Pieces, all against his will. And then I have caramel, marshmallow sauce, sprinkles, and hot fudge. Sound pretty good?
Yours is very soft.
As in, like, texture-wise?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to chew a bunch of candies while I'm having froyo.
What did we learn today?
I learned that a very pleasant fart has been named a ploof.
I learned that eerie cannot be positive.
And I learned that dish soap, although it seems like the exact same thing as shampoo, not good for your hair.
No, it isn't.
Long term.
Yeah.
If you're in a pinch, it is the same thing.
There is a case study available. All right. Thank you for tuning in, supporting the podcast. We love you. Spitballerspod.com if you want to support the show.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out Spitballerspod.com.